听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hi, everyone.Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Emma, and this is my dog, Howdy. Isn't she cute? Every morning before work, I take Howdy for a walk. I do it every day. It's my daily habit. Do you have any daily habits? Something you do every day?I'm sure you do. Maybe you take a shower before you go to bed. Or maybe you do your homework after school. We all have daily habits. Today, we're going to find out something about Pam. What time does Pam go to bed? Do you know? Let's find out. What time does Pam go to bed? But first...Let's go to the information desk.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the information desk. 我是 Christina. 每个人的生活作息和习惯都不尽相同。等一下我们来听听看 Tom 和 Pam 怎么说。First, let's learn some key words. Dry, 是干燥。Dry. 下雨天鞋子弄湿了就需要 dry your shoes.Shower, 冲澡、淋浴 shower. 运动流汗之后 it will be good to take a shower. Tired, 累的或疲倦的 tired. 今天工作好累哦 I am so tired. Habit, 习惯 habit. Going to sleep early is a good habit. Seldom, 很少或不常 seldom.我的朋友长期住在国外 so I seldom see her. Well, I think it's time to visit the bookstore.
Conversation A.
Good morning, Pam.
Hi, Tom. You're here early. Are you opening the movie theater today?
Yes, but I need some coffee first.Can I get you some coffee, too?
Sure, thanks.
You're welcome. Why is your hair wet?
Oh, I didn't dry it after my shower this morning.
Why not?
I didn't have time.
Hello, friends. It's me, Tom, here. And I'm happy that you are here with us, learning and...I had an interesting conversation with Pam just now. I found out that Pam's hair is a little wet. It's kind of strange, and that's because she didn't dry her hair. Well, this is a key word, friends. The word is dry. Say it with me, dry. Good. When you dry something, that means it was wet or there was water on it.And then you make it dry. You make it so that it is not wet. You dry something. So Pam did not dry her hair.
Well, today we are talking about daily habits, things that you do every day. And for some of you, maybe drying your hair is a daily habit. Your hair might be wet and you want to dry it. Now, what are some other things that you dry?Well, after you wash your clothes, you can dry them. You can dry them in a special machine, or you can dry them by hanging them up outside.
So you can dry your hair, you can dry your clothes. After you take a shower, of course, you need to use a towel and dry off. Otherwise, your clothes will be very wet when you wear them. So you can dry your hair, your clothes. And another thing to dry is...The dishes. After you wash your dishes, you can dry your dishes. Well, friends, let's look at this other key word, shower. Shower. This noun is something that you do to clean yourself up. You take a shower if you want to get clean. Take a shower.
Now, you might have a shower in your washroom. The shower is a place that you step into. When you are in the shower, you are standing and water is coming over your head and over your body. When you're in the shower, you can clean your body and you can wash your hair.
So you can take a shower at different times of the day. Some people like to take showers in the morning. Some people like to take showers at night. When do you take a shower? And do you like to take a hot shower? Or do you like to take a nice cold shower?
And after you take a shower, do you dry your hair? Or do you just keep it wet until it dries by itself?
Well, usually Pam does dry her hair, I guess, but she says that she didn't have time today. Well, friends, we do have time to review these key words. The first one is dry. Say it again, dry. Please wash these dishes, then dry them.
Shower. Shower. You can't use the bathroom right now. Robbie is taking a shower. Well, friends, let's learn more with Conversation B.
Conversation B.
Do you usually take a shower in the morning?
Yes. What about you?
I usually take a shower in the morning, too.
Do you ever take a shower at night?
Sometimes. But I'm usually too tired.
What time do you go to sleep?
Sometimes I go to sleep early. Sometimes I go to sleep late. How about you?
Taking a shower can be a daily habit. And we keep learning about daily habits together today. At the beginning of Conversation B, Tom asked a good question. He said, do you usually take a shower in the morning? Now, if you want to find out more about someone's daily habits, you can use this sentence, this question. Do you usually take a shower in the morning? Or do you usually take a shower at night?
Take a shower. Do you usually take a shower in the morning or at night? Well, earlier Pam said, I didn't dry my hair after my shower this morning. And here we see the word shower again in a phrase, take a shower. So you can use this word shower in different ways. And friends, Andrea had a good question. Do you usually take a shower in the morning or do you usually take a shower at night?
Well, in this conversation, we found out that Tom sometimes takes a shower at night. So not all the time, but sometimes he does. But Tom, you said that you usually don't because of what?
Well, usually I'm too tired at night. I just want to go to bed. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to take a shower at night. So sometimes I'll take a shower in the morning because I'm too tired at night.
Well, let's look at this key word together. It is tired. Now, when you are tired, that means you want to sleep. Oh, you can say, I am tired. I want to sleep.
I worked hard all day. Now I'm really tired. You know, tired also means sleepy. You can also say, I'm really sleepy. That means I'm really tired.
Well, friends, are you tired right now? I hope not, because we still have more to learn together. Sometimes if you're really tired but you can't sleep, you might want to do something to move your body so you are not tired anymore.
Or you might want to do something so that you can become tired. And if you don't want to sleep and you really need to do stuff, then maybe you should get a cup of coffee like I'm going to do today.
That's a good idea. Well, friends, we hope you are not too tired to review this keyword. Don't be tired now. Let's get ready to review tired. Tired. I just exercised for an hour. I'm tired. Well, let's keep learning with Conversation C.
Conversation C.
I go to bed around 12 o'clock every night.
When do you wake up?
I wake up at 8 o'clock most days.
You sleep 8 hours. That's a good habit. I seldom sleep that much.
Sleep is important.
You're right.
And something else is important, too.
What's that?
Coffee.
Right. I'm going. Well, friends, before I go and get some coffee, let's talk about this conversation. We found the answer to today's Find It question. That's right. The question is, what time does Pam go to bed?
What time does Pam go to bed? Pam goes to bed around 12 o'clock every night.
She goes to bed around 12 o'clock every night. Is that late or early? Friends, what do you think? Well, what time does she get up every day?
Well, she wakes up or she gets up at 8 o'clock most days. So, I think she goes to bed a little too late. She should try to go to bed a bit earlier.
She should go to bed earlier if she wants more sleep. But she does get 8 hours of sleep. It's important to get enough sleep each night, right? I think that getting enough sleep is a good habit. And friends, let's talk about this key word, habit. Say it again, habit. A habit is something that you do maybe every day, but it's something that you're used to doing, that you really like to do, or maybe that you don't even really think about doing, you just do it. It's your habit.
And this week we're talking about daily habits. Daily habits like taking a shower, going to bed, waking up. Those are all different habits. Now, some habits are good. We're talking about a good habit here. Sleeping 8 hours a night is a good habit. But we also have bad habits. Those might be things that we want to change.
That's right, friends. What are your good habits? And what are your bad habits? Maybe you did not have a habit before, but now you have a habit. You can say you picked up a habit. Did you pick up a good habit or did you pick up a bad habit?
Well, Tom tells us in this conversation that he seldom sleeps 8 hours a night. He seldom sleeps that much. Tom, that could be a bad habit.
That's right. I do need to get more sleep. I seldom sleep that much. And seldom is a key word. It means not usually. It's the opposite of usually. So I seldom do this. That means I don't do it very much.
Right. When you seldom do something, you don't do it a lot. Susan seldom exercises. She needs to exercise more.
Mary seldom eats with others. She usually eats alone. And friends, this is something that we do often. We usually review the keywords. We don't seldom review the keywords. Let's review these keywords right now. The first one is habit. Habit. George reads the newspaper every morning. That's his habit.
Seldom. Seldom. We seldom go out for dinner. We usually eat at home. Well done today, everybody. Let's take a break and then we'll be right back.
Mm. welcome back, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson so far. And now, it's time to review. Let's find out more about all those daily habits. Are you ready? Let's watch.
Good morning, Pam.
Hi, Tom. You're here early. Are you opening the movie theater today?
Yes, but I need some coffee first. Can I get you some coffee, too?
Sure, thanks.
You're welcome. Why is your hair wet?
Oh, I didn't dry it after my shower this morning.
Why not?
I didn't have time.
Do you usually take a shower in the morning?
Yes. What about you?
I usually take a shower in the morning, too.
Do you ever take a shower at night?
Sometimes, but I'm usually too tired.
What time do you go to sleep?
Sometimes I go to sleep early. Sometimes I go to sleep late. How about you?
I go to bed around 12 o'clock every night.
When do you wake up?
I wake up at 8 o'clock most days.
You sleep 8 hours. That's a good habit. I seldom sleep that much.
Sleep is important.
You're right.
And something else is important, too.
What's that?
Coffee.
Right. I'm going.
Hello, welcome back. 欢迎回到 Information Desk.
Hi, Christina. Hello, 大家好。
Hello, Jason. 在今年2010年一开始，你有什么问题可以为你解答的呢？
太好了，今天 Tom 很早就到 mall 来咯。在上班之前，他想先喝一杯咖啡。他说 ：“I need some coffee first. I need some coffee first.” 其实我觉得有点奇怪耶。这个 first 好像有时候放在句子的中间，有时候又放在最后面，所以它的位置到底有没有什么规则呢？
你观察得很仔细耶。没错 ，first 可以放在不同的位置。你可以说 ，first I need some coffee， 或者是 I first need some coffee， 或者是 I need some coffee first。first 放在句子中间的时候，通常会放在主词的后面。至于什么时候放前面，句子中间或者句尾呢？这就要看你要强调这个字的程度咯。所以一般来说，越要强调 first 这件事的话，就要把它放在句子的最前面。
嗯，我来练习看看咯。比如说 I need to finish my homework first. First, I need to finish my homework. 或是 I first need to finish my homework.
Very good, 很好啊。
谢谢。不过还有另外一个问题哦，是在我们在对话的时候要怎么样去反问别人的用法。今天 Pam 说 What about you? 可是 Tom 在后面说的却是 How about you? 这两种问法有什么差别吗？
Another great question. 其实 What about you? 和 How about you? 意思是一样的，都是问对方的一种说法。比如我都是骑车上班的，那你呢？这个时候就可以问 What about you? 或者是 How about you? 其实另外还有人直接问 And you?这也是一样的。
嗯，其实我还注意到另外一件事情哦，就是 Pam 问 Tom 说 What time do you go to sleep? 我记得以前学的时候啊，老师都是说 What time do you go to bed? 所以 go to bed 和 go to sleep 两个是一样的吗？
对，两个都是去睡觉的意思。 You're so helpful, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina.
Well, thank you, students, for joining us today. We'll see you again at the Information Desk.
Word Power! Power, power, power. It's time for Word Power. This week, we are talking about daily habits. What are some things we use every day? People use alarm clocks in the morning. Alarm clocks wake people up. Alarm clock.
闹钟
Alarm clock. Many people wear glasses. Glasses help you see. People put on glasses every morning. Glasses.
眼镜
Glasses. Do you brush your teeth? I hope so. When you brush your teeth, you use a toothbrush. Toothbrush.
牙刷
Toothbrush. Most people take a shower every day. A shower makes you clean. Shower.
淋浴
Shower. Some people drink coffee every day. This is their daily habit. Coffee.
咖啡
Coffee. We all have keys. We use keys to open things. We have house keys, car keys, and mailbox keys. Key.
钥匙
Key. What do you wear to sleep? Some people wear pajamas. Pajamas are comfortable. Pajamas.
睡衣
Pajamas. Remember these words when you go through your day, and you'll have word power!
When do you go to bed?
When do you go to bed?
你什么时候上床睡觉?
When do you go to bed?
I go to bed every night.
Yes, but when do you go to bed?
I go to bed after I do my homework.
Yes, but when do you go to bed? What time?
Oh, I go to bed at 8:30.
But it's 8:30 now.
Oh, time for bed.
Oh, good night.
When do you go to bed?
When do you go to bed?
你什么时候上床睡觉?
Friends, you are doing a great job. Keep it up. You have been thinking in English, and now we have a question for you in English, the question of the day. What time do you go to bed at night? Why? Here it is again. What time do you go to bed at night? Why? Emma, this is a good question for you. What time do you go to bed?
Well, let's see. I go to bed at 10 o'clock or 10:30 or sometimes 11. I like to go to bed early because it's good to have a good night's sleep.
Hey, that sounds good. Sleep sounds good. It is important to get some rest. Friends, how will you answer this question? Maybe you can ask someone today, what time do you go to bed at night and why? Well, we want to thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk in English at
The Mall.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.